Welcome, everybody.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, put my fucking headphones on. Let's not curse, though.
Right.
I don't want to have a fucking curse show. this is sequel of the week.
How's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
All right.
Hope everybody else is good. This is the podcast where you can message us ideas. We have our own ideas for sequels that haven't been made yet.
Yeah, we are big movie fans. I mean, we could do TV shows also.
TV shows, movies, even books.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, books. Anything that we think we can come up with a better sequel than they could come up with.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah, we'll just kind of pitch it out and, you know, hopefully a producer picks it up and, you know.
And we get a fat check.
Get the fat old check.
The whole point of this podcast is for Alec and I to try and get a big old check for a sequel.
Yeah, for just one of these sequels. Yeah. Hopefully millions.
Yeah, we talk about this kind of stuff all the time, and we just figured, you know, let's involve an audience, let's involve big-time investors.
Yeah.
You know
we'll have, we'll do the theme songs for you, we'll get some, you know, musical guests. I don't know, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. But in this first show, we were very excited to talk about Back to the Future.
That's right. One of my, I think our favorite, it's everybody's favorite.
I mean, as far as trilogies go, it might be one of the best. All three classic films.
And, you know, just a little factoid here. It's the year that they went to in Back to the Future 2.
Whoa, 2015.
Almost the month, too, October.
That's pretty messed up.
Yeah, it's pretty, I love it.
I don't like it either, but I also love it. And I want to say that it's probably the perfect time to pick up the fourth installment of Back to the Future.
Back to the Future 4.
So if you're listening to this and you're a big Back to the Future fan and you produce huge budget films,
Hear us out. It's Back to the Future 4.
And this could be the perfect time. You know, you could even promote it as like, oh, it's the year from the second film.
Yep. Uh-oh, here comes the fourth one.
Here's the fourth
one. You're ready for it.
Yeah. So let's, some people haven't seen Back to the Future. And that's fine. We don't want to...
You know, we're not judging here.
Yeah, and it's not like you can't listen to this podcast because we're going to sum it up for you.
Right, real basic.
Okay, so let's do a quick Back to the Future review.
All right. This one might be a little tricky. There is time travel
involved.
But we'll lay out the basic construct.
Format here.
Here we go.
So Marty
McFly.
Marty McFly, played by Michael J. Fox.
The effervescent Michael J. Fox.
Is a high school student.
High school, wears a cool red vest.
Yep. This is all pertinent details, folks.
You need to know this. Jeans, red vest.
He's got jeans, he's got a red vest.
Poofy red vest.
What's it called? Not vest, but like to survive in the water or whatever.
It's like a life jacket.
Yeah, life preserver.
Life preserver.
They say that, I was wondering.
Right.
So he's got the life preserver, he's a high school student, and for some reason, which was not explained in the film, his best friend is an old man who's a scientist.
Yeah, I think your idea of a mad scientist.
Yes.
Crazy gray hair, he's nuts.
Yeah, so
he's
again.
Got a super cute dog named Einstein.
Right, so.
Love the dog, he's like a sheepdog.
It's a kind of a science joke.
Einstein, you get it? Do you get it?
Albert Einstein is the name of the dog.
Hilarious.
Okay, so let's review again. Real quick. Michael J. Fox plays Marty McFly.
Right.
Wears a life preserver jeans. Goes to high school. He's a high school student.
Right.
And his best friend is an old mad scientist who has a dog named Einstein.
Right. And they literally hang out.
That's what
they're
like
friends. And this, he's not a teacher at the school. They're just friends.
They just know each other. And sometimes we're introduced in the film like the doc. That's his name. I mean, they call
him Doc. Doc Brown.
Emmett Brown. Played by Christopher Lloyd.
Amazing actor.
Incredible. So good.
Michael J. Fox as well. Incredible.
If either of them want to come on the show,
you're welcome
and
to come
help us pitch
Back to the Future 4.
Back to the Future 4, please.
We know you're in. So
obviously you're in.
That's you're into that.
Yeah. But in the worst case scenario, I could play Doc and Alec could play Marty.
Yeah, I'm short.
Worst case scenario.
Yeah, Ethan's got hair. We can do it.
I can dye it, or whatever has to be done can be done.
And we can find a dog.
It's movie magic. Yeah.
Right.
There's dogs all over the place, so that's not even an issue. So, in the beginning of this film, Back to the Future, the first one, Back to the Future 1.
Back to the Future 1.
We don't know why, but Marty is meeting up with Doc at early in the morning, 3 in the morning.
3 in the morning in a parking lot.
In a parking lot.
Of a mall.
Yeah.
It's like a wet. It's like wet.
Yeah, and he shows up, he skateboards there, he's a skateboarder guy.
It's kind of like his thing. He's good at that.
He's good at the skateboarding.
He hangs on the trucks. And
Marty, like, by the way, we're Marty. Talking about.
Doc's not great at it. I don't know if he's good.
We've never seen Doc skateboard. So Marty comes, he's a little confused, he sees Einstein there on the floor, and Doc shows, he, like out of a van, he pulls out a DeLorean.
Yep.
A DeLorean is a 1980s...
kind of a sports car.
Yeah, but it was very. It's a weird, rare car. The doors go up.
Yeah,
and
in a
like
weird way, not
made
like
of metal.
Yeah, it's like solid steel.
Yeah,
in an accident, in this thing, it wouldn't be great for anybody.
You'd probably get crushed like a aluminum can.
Right, it hurt. You'd die.
Yeah, this is all besides the point. We're getting there, folks. So,
parking lot of the mall. DeLorean's out.
Twin Pines Mall.
Doc and Marty meeting up. Early in the morning.
We don't know why.
We don't know why.
Doc explains. He's like, oh, you brought the camera. And Marty has a video camera.
Right.
And he explains to him that fucking it's a time machine.
Yeah.
So, boom. Big revelation
here. Big revelation. Marty says, you built a time machine out of a DeLorean. He's kind of surprised.
Classic line.
It's a classic line.
Classic line. He's very surprised, as are we, the audience.
Yeah, like they made a time machine out of that.
Right.
It's a cool car. It looks cool. It's a cool looking car. It's kind of flat.
Yeah, no, it's very cool looking. I think that's across the board true.
Yeah, that's like one of the draws of this. You know,
the whole movie is...
It's the look of this
thing. So cool, yeah.
So cool.
So they run a test with Einstein in the car.
Yeah, of course.
And the car, once it reaches 88 miles per hour, disappears.
It just vanishes.
Right. And Marty doesn't know what's going on. He's kind of freaking out. And then Doc has like a stopwatch, and like a minute later, it shows back up, and they compare the stopwatches that he has with the one the dog has.
Right.
These are not spoilers, by the way. This all happens like at the beginning, so yeah. If you haven't seen this, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry.
Point is, the fucking DeLorean is a time machine.
He really made a time machine out of a DeLorean.
Right. So some shit goes down. Marty ends up in the time machine by accident and takes it to 88 and fucking goes back to 1955.
Yes.
Now, the movie takes place in 1985.
Right.
Okay, so this is important, folks. They're going back 30 years.
That's important.
That's an important factor.
The first one. He goes back to the 50s.
To 1955, and he runs into his parents.
Confusing.
And so, yeah, very confusing because they're like his age.
Scary.
It's a weird time for him. He also gets in touch with Doc again from 30 years prior. So that's fun.
That's a fun kind of
twist. He looks kind of the same.
Yeah, it kind of looks the... Does he...
They don't really... There's certain things that they don't give a shit about explaining.
Yeah, like why does Doc always look the same?
He looks the same 30 years apart.
Same gray, crazy hair.
Same everything, it seems
he's
like.
The same, wearing
pretty
the same
fucking
stuff.
Similar.
Yeah.
And why they're friends in the first place. Like, there's certain things
they kind of just glaze over.
Throw it at you.
But do we mind?
No. No, we do not. I do not
That's
care.
That's amazing.
It is fine with me.
Right.
And you'll see very soon when we pitch out the fourth one, we kind of take the same approach.
Right.
You know, we're going to throw stuff out there. And if it's not, it doesn't seem like it makes sense, know that. That's the whole Back to the Future franchise. It doesn't have to like completely make sense of why.
Know that we're safe in these kind of assumptions that this is that and that is that.
Yeah. So, whatever. Goes back in time. Right. He has this whole thing. He plays Johnny B. Good.
Yeah, he plays at the high school concert.
He shreds it up. Fucking, it's a great scene.
Yeah, amazing.
And finds a way with the old Doc with a strike of lightning to have enough energy to the car.
Some kilojoules.
Yeah. To kilowatts.
Kilowatt joules.
Or whatever. Gigawatts.
Something crazy.
Take 9.7, what is it?
Yeah, something like that. It's around that number.
It's a certain amount of gigawatts.
To get enough power to get the DeLorean to the...
Future.
The future.
Back to the future.
Hence the name.
So he even says it in a scene. Doc is talking to Morty about the plan, and he says, right. We've got to get you back to the future.
Name drop kind of thing.
Right.
Love it.
Love it also. So eventually, he goes back, and you think everything is cool.
Right.
But no.
Things are different.
Doc arrives moments later with him and Jenny or Lauren.
One of those.
There's a love interest here. Marty has a chick.
Yeah, he's got a little chick.
He's It's been a while since we've seen these films.
Right, but that's basically, and that's...
That's the gist.
And that's the first one.
So that's the end of the first one, is that he says there's a problem in the future with your kids, Marty. We got to do something about your kids.
Cliffhanger.
And it's like, oh, shit, I guess we got to get into the time machine and go check this out.
And there it is.
And there's even a really cool scene where he says, like, oh, Doc, you got to back up. It's not enough road here to get us to 88 miles an hour.
Here's a key scene right here.
It's a key scene. And Doc says, Marty, where we're going, we don't need roads.
We don't need roads.
So you can tell, like, a lot of cool stuff going on here. Back to the Future.
Future, no roads, franchise. Past. It's crazy. DeLorean.
Yeah.
Cute so dog. Crazy
let's
guy.
Let's just full throttle here. Let's speed through 2 and 3. Because Back to the Future is not just one film, obviously. There's Back to the Future 2.
It's a trilogy, but soon to be a quadrilogy.
A quadrilogy, right. Quadruple.
Kind of quadruple feature.
Yeah, it's a quadruple feature.
A double feature.
Yeah, it's a double dip of two films.
Right.
The first two and then the second two.
Right.
Is the second dip. So, in the second film, they do go to the future.
They go to the future.
Some people say the best film is the second one.
Some people may argue that. This is where you may know the hoverboard from.
Right. So
everybody's trying to, you know, recreate Lexus just tried and failed. Sorry.
Lexus. I didn't know about that.
They failed terribly. It scrapes on the ground, and it's bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they still trying, or is that over with?
I think they're always still trying, but it just didn't.
Maybe they can get it by October, and that would be kind of the big...
Maybe that's the thing. That's they're the kind thing. Of like, oh, it doesn't work. And then October, oh, it definitely
Boom.
Works.
Just
we have
kidding.
It. Lexus.
It's $1,000.
Just kidding. Only, you know, $1,000 is pretty good for a hoverboard.
Actually, yeah, that would be a great deal.
Yeah.
So in the second one, they go to the future. Mm-hmm. There were some issues that happened with Biff. And
we forgot to mention Biff. It's
right.
kind of the
right.
the overarching bad guy bully.
Right.
He's kind of a meathead.
Yeah, Biff
punk.
Is
He's
a
like
huge
a
dick.
He's a just a big dickhole.
Yeah, which, you know, everybody hates him, and even there's like old Biff because, you know.
Because time travel.
Time travel, right. He can't get into it that much.
Yeah, he exists in all.
So they do the whole future thing. Pizza, they can rehydrate a pizza.
It's great. The technology's nuts.
The technology is far beyond what we have right now.
Some of the old, I think Marty McFly's. Dad has back problems.
That's right.
And he's hanging upside down from a hovering thing to fix his back.
Right.
In the house. It's crazy.
A lot of crazy stuff. Definitely crazy check stuff. Out if you haven't seen Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, definitely watch the first and then the second.
Right. I was going to say, watch the first one probably.
Kind of, yeah.
Then the second one.
And the second one. And then in the second one.
Yeah.
What have, there's a whole battle with Biff.
Right. There's a
Marty
big deal with Biff.
Jumps off
about, with his... And then Marty gets fired from his job in the future.
Yep. And then he jumps off a building at some point.
Right, onto the time machine.
The DeLorean.
None of these are spoilers, by the way. This is all just...
We're also assuming you should see these. You should have already seen these.
You should have seen these, but in order to understand the fourth pitch...
We just have to get through them.
You got to know certain details.
Right. So off a building, Biff's got a gun.
Right.
Marty jumps off. I don't know. He flies away. It flies.
The DeLorean flies
the
now.
The wheels turn kind of at a...
You get it.
You get it.
And then, So then everything's cool
everything's
at the
cool,
end.
Everything's cool,
Again. Or they go back first to the past. Yeah.
They go back to the past.
So you kind of are re-watching certain things from the first one.
Right.
Which is... This is going to come into play for our fourth pitch big time.
I think Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, he's got a little cameo.
He's got a little fun little cameo.
Yeah.
Before he was
so if you're a big Chili Peppers fan, you haven't seen Back to the Future.
Catch Flea in Back to the Future.
Yeah, you're definitely going to love...
The Flea cameo.
Flea cameos in Back to the Future.
Little Flea popping.
So then in the third film, Back to the Future 3.
Right.
There's a... Back to the Future 2, by the way, also hangs on a big cliffhanger.
Of course.
Which is huge. That Marty's out there in the rain.
Yep.
And the DeLorean is having his problems hovering above him. And he's like, come get me. And he's like, I don't know. There's a big storm.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There's always a big storm.
Always a storm. Because, think about it. Lightning, energy. They need the energy to power that thing up. It's a time machine.
It's a fucking time machine.
Come on.
Anyways, it gets struck by lightning. And Doc goes back accidentally.
Oops.
To the Old West.
Right.
1855, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I think, always.
Is that right?
Yeah, the 55s.
Or 1885?
Yeah, one of those.
The fucking... It's 1800s.
It's the past.
He goes
way
in the fucking past. Yeah.
Holy shit.
And that's how the third one kind of takes place.
Right.
So the third one is all Marty's in the past now.
1800s with Doc. With his ancestors.
It's like a Western.
It's like a Western. Yeah, Doc still looks the same.
Yes. Doesn't matter that he's been living for however long in the Western world.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's obviously all sorts of issues and confrontations, again, with Biff.
Of course, yeah, this is a different Biff.
This is like a different Biff.
1800s Biff. Dysentery Biff.
Biff Talon or...
Yeah, he's got a cool name.
Or whatever.
It's like Oregon Trail Biff.
Yeah, it's...
if you can imagine that.
I can imagine. Well, I've seen it.
Right. Easy to imagine.
So, yeah, easy to imagine.
There's like a... Marty gets like hung up by a noose and
right.
dragged by a horse at some point.
Right. That happens.
Biff
and then
Tannen.
Doc has this weird fucking advanced rifle that he made.
Yeah, it's like a super sniper rifle.
Right. So
it's nuts. He's got a scope on it.
If you weren't interested in watching these movies until now...
There's guns.
There's fucking guns in
these
films.
This is like a goddamn Michael Bay movie.
Yeah.
Which we'll have plenty of sequels for his movies, too, coming up in later episodes.
Sure. And, of course, make sure to write to us and let us know sequel of the week.
We could pitch.
But, of course, this week, Back to the Future.
Four.
So, at the end, Doc wants to stay in the past.
Yeah, he had a love interest...
Carla, I believe.
Yeah.
Or something like
that.
And he wants to live in the past.
Yeah, he's happy there. You know,
so it kind of ends. People don't think that it's a cliffhanger because it seems
pretty like that
resolution.
That's the end. There's
right.
the end.
But if you analyze the films, you can tell there's a huge cliffhanger at the end of the third one.
What happens at the end of the third one?
At the end of the third one, we got fucking Doc on this train time machine.
Right.
So you destroy the DeLorean.
A train time machine.
So now we got a train time machine.
Right.
And we got Marty with his girl, whoever her name is.
Whatever her name is.
And we got Doc with his, I mean, he has kids now. Still looks the same.
Still looks the same.
But he's got kids now.
Right.
And
Marty's still life preserver. He's back in the old, I think he's always had that.
Yeah, always rocking the life preserver.
In the West, he had kind of a poncho.
Right.
Let's kind of glaze over that, though. It doesn't matter.
Let's fast
forward. He's back into old Marty McFly.
So the cliffhanger here is that Doc is living a lie. Doc is choosing to go to the past, which is not his time. That's not his place.
That's not his time. He put himself there.
Right.
Wrong.
Which will create, if you've seen the butterfly effect...
A rift, a kind of...
It'll create like a ripple in time.
Yeah.
Which he as a scientist has spoken about.
Right.
But now he's going to see it come to fruition.
Right. In Back to the Future 4.
In Back to the Future 4. So we
just want to say we end with the train taking off.
Right.
And the third one, it launches. It picks, it like kind of floats up and shoots.
Yeah, the train can fly.
It shoots into where we're going to end up in Back to the Future 4. Initially.
That's right, which is a place in the far future. Back to the Future 4 begins in the year 2040.
Yeah, which is far.
Yes.
Compared to the 1880s, 1850s.
It's a big jump.
Big jump.
So already very exciting off the bat, Back to the Future 4.
Yeah, we start, it opens up black.
Black screen.
Just black screen.
It says in red letters, 2040. And okay, so
already crazy.
Already goosebumps, right? Now, we see Doc living in this super future world. And so now this is like a confusing thing because we all thought, oh, he must be in the past with his train and his family. But
he traveled to the way future, looks the same.
Still looks the same with his family now.
Kids are grown up.
The kids are all grown up. And Marty's living in normal time, the 80s still.
Yeah.
But he misses Doc.
Yeah,
right, which is normal because we all miss Doc.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Marty goes to Doc's laboratory to clean up.
Yeah, just to check in on the... He had a bunch of clocks, I think.
Yeah, you got to check in on the clocks.
He had a bunch of, things.
He was reflecting on their experiences together.
Yeah.
He wanted to catalog his work.
Kind of like 1800s to 2015 of classic times.
Right. So he's looking at all these things. He's cataloging. He's archiving. And he realizes this work can be done again. We all thought like, oh, Marty's just like this kid who likes music. He doesn't really know what's going on.
He's kind of skateboards.
Skateboard kid. He's kind of a douche, idiot. He doesn't know anything.
Loser.
He kind of says this is heavy. He doesn't know the science that Doc has.
Right.
He doesn't have the science background.
Right.
But now He has all these experiences to go on.
Right. He's learned a lot.
And he's got these documents.
Right. Let me see what documents.
Oh, see what you did.
I don't know if we did that on purpose, but we probably did.
You seem like you did.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he collects these documents,
right,
and he starts putting them like on a cork board on the wall.
Yeah, imagine like FBI, classic CSI, you know, trying to find the suspect. He's got yarn
and not toothpicks.
He can use toothpicks.
Sure. So he's got a bunch of toothpicks. The point is, we see that Marty is playing Huey Lewis and the News music still.
Yeah, you know, let the power of love.
But he's planning to build the time machine again.
That's right. He has the wherewithal.
Yeah, out of his big-ass truck.
Yeah.
So he has a big black truck that he gets in the movie.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's and like he's a big fucking diesel
converting
thing.
It into a fucking time machine.
He's just got to get it to 88. He knows the math.
He knows the math.
He knows the speed. That thing can get to 88.
Yeah.
Easy.
All the documents are there. And then his love interest comes. Jenny or...
Yeah, Jenny Carl.
Whatever her name is. But... You know, she starts asking questions.
Yeah, she's, you know...
And Marty doesn't want to involve anybody else in this process.
Because, you know, if we've all seen Butterfly Effect...
Sure.
Come on, bad things can happen.
Yes. And
cause and effect.
And he doesn't have, you know, he's always been a little weary of all the time travel.
Yeah, and he loves this girl.
Loves his girl, doesn't want anything to happen to her,
yeah.
Which is why, in the first 10 minutes of the film, bashes her over the face. She's dead. So we learn, not only is Marty building a time machine, and not only has he become, you know, he really misses Doc, and will do anything to get Doc back, but he also has become just dark, and he's become a solitary guy. Doesn't want to share any of these experiences.
Right.
Mostly because of the ripple in time thing, he knows that it can... Listen, we need something shocking here in Back to the Future 4 to bring the people in.
Sell those tickets. Yeah, no, I get it.
So he's got this shovel, and he bashes her in the face. So she's dead, and we see a quick, you know, this looming shot of still Huey Lewis in the News music, but he's burying her body.
Right.
So this happens. It's kind of like an artsy take.
Yeah, it's like an artsy, you know, it's like not completely dark, but very dark.
Very dark.
It's kind of a long...
It's a long sequence. This whole scene we have mapped out is about 24 minutes.
Yeah, you know, it's like a, a big chunk of time, yeah.
Yeah, and to help sell it, because we've written, obviously, the script already for this film.
Yeah, the whole script's
done. Alec and I are going to act out this scene. Real quick.
Yeah.
So, I'll be Marty. You'll be Jennifer. I think her name is Jennifer.
I think it's Jennifer. Yeah, I think you're right. So, we'll act... Just picture, you know, he's going through the documents. He's got the toothpicks yarn.
Right, right.
He's ready to kind of get this thing going.
So, just in your head, yeah, close your eyes. You see the room, the lab.
Right.
Chalkboards, a bunch of...
Huey Lewis, you know.
Huey Lewis in the News.
You know, something really...
That's not Huey Lewis in the News. But maybe another...
Just another one of his hits.
Yeah.
One of their hits.
Now I'm just thinking The Power of Love.
Power. But. It's just, I mean, that's the Back to the Future kind of thing. He has it on loop.
Need money.
Yep.
Don't need fame. So that kind of stuff is playing.
Yeah.
And I'm there, you know, well, Marty's there. Like, you know, there's all kind of a...
You know, it's like kind of almost, it's almost science. Fun. Yeah, science-y fun.
Stuff, yeah.
Like Bill Nye. All right, let's get the little song going.
Here we go. Don't need money. That was me turning off the music.
All right.
Who's there?
Hey, it's Jennifer. What's
Jennifer?
What are you doing in here?
I told you I was working today.
What is all this stuff on the wall?
I haven't invited you in yet. You don't know what's on the walls yet. Oh. You want to?
Can I come in? Can you invite me in?
So I can see? Sure. That was the door.
Right, the door opening.
All right. Oh, hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
Hey, listen, first of all, sorry we haven't been seeing much of each other lately. I've just been...
You've been busy, you know, I get it.
Thanks, yeah, there's just been stuff fine. I've been, you know, with Doc gone, and, you know, he's my best friend.
Yeah, I miss him too.
Well, but you didn't know him like I knew him, so he's kind of my best friend, and I feel like you can't really compare that.
Okay.
So you don't know what that's like.
Sure. What is all this on the? Is this toothpicks and yarn on the wall?
Yeah.
That's the DeLorean. That's the time. What is? Why you have it connected to the?
It's nothing.
Are you trying to build another?
No.
Are you trying to build another time machine?
No, I'm not.
Marty, we can't do this.
What do you mean we can't do this? You're not doing anything.
I'm in this with you.
You're not. You're literally just here right now. That doesn't mean you're doing anything.
Well, I'd like to help, you know?
Well,
I mean,
you can't because you're a fucking idiot.
And then she goes over to the. She's just. She has to go over to the wall, closer to the wall.
Yeah.
To kind of see. Oh my God, what is this? Just imagine she's looking at the. Kind of picking at the yarn and the toothpicks.
Yeah, and I go.
Oh my God, what is this?
Or Marty says, oh, Jennifer, I forgot to tell you something.
Yeah, and she turns around.
And then, boom!
Shovel to her head.
Shovel to the face, but she survives this first injury.
Yeah.
And so, she's like all bloody up.
Oh, God.
Jennifer, I didn't want this to happen.
You hit me in the face with a shovel.
I didn't want this to happen. This is heavy.
Why?
I can't stand the noises you're making. Boom! And then he hits her again in the face.
Because of the noises.
Yeah.
You know, make sure she stops making that weird whining noise.
So she's crushed. Her face is like an IHOP raspberry pancake. And Marty decides, in this misery, to start drug abuse.
Immediately.
Yeah, so.
And he's got, you know, Doc had documents on how to cook the craziest stuff.
The craziest stuff.
You know, kind of, you know, Marty has to twist some of the words
yeah.
to get what he needs, but.
So he kind of makes like this homemade meth heroin yeah. combo.
Yeah, and clicks the music back on.
Yeah. Yep. And he starts, yeah, clicks the music. Don't need money.
Right.
Don't need. And that kind of calms him down a little bit.
Right.
So he doesn't have to deal with the woman, dead woman.
Yeah, dead woman on the floor.
So. While the song's playing, he pours a bunch of, like, acid onto Jennifer's body. She kind of melts. It's kind of like a fucked up scene also. And then he starts injecting these drugs into him. And he actually tattoos into himself.
Into his own flesh.
He tattoos onto his arm the words, I am Biff.
I am Biff.
And so now...
I am become Biff. You know, it's like he
right.
embodies this his enemy. He's this kind of...
Yeah.
Enemies had the whole time.
Because we were thinking, and again, this is all up for re-examination if you're
course,
a
kind of slight
producer,
know.
Screenwriter,
yeah, sure.
investor.
Little rewrites, not anything crazy.
Little rewrites is fine. And so
we have gold here.
Yeah, obviously this is gold. So we didn't want the whole Biff thing to happen again because Biff has been in all three films.
Yeah.
Gets old.
Yeah, we find out later that Marty killed Biff too.
Marty also killed Biff. We're going to see that in like a flashback thing.
Yeah.
He killed a wide variety of people. And
yeah, he kind of snapped.
Considers himself Biff.
Right, he's so become
that's the so
evil.
It's actually called Back to the Future 4, Marty is Biff. So, anyways, he figures out how to power his truck into a time machine.
Yeah, he kind of sweeps up, brooms up, kind of mops up. The body and
yeah.
digs the hole and kind of
right.
pours.
So that's kind of the whole like 24-minute sequence we're talking
long,
about.
It's long, you know, and he's taking drugs and crying and
yeah.
And you know, for a brief moment, no. After the 24 minutes, then we go back to Doc just for a minute, just to check in.
Yeah, we check in. So Doc is now super future. It's 2040
space. He's kind of this.
Everybody's floating.
Everybody's floating.
Yeah, and we see just like a sex scene, which is weird because Doc, you would think, is like very old at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
But they've found ways to kind of rejuvenate health.
Right.
So we just see kind of like a 17 to 18 minute sequence. Of him and Carla just going at it,
yeah.
floating.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, kind of a fun.
Yeah, it's
kind of like Gravity-esque.
Still Ooh. Huey Lewis music.
Still, we got other songs, you know, on the list.
Yeah, you Huey know. Lewis will probably make new songs for us also.
Sure, we're assuming that much.
Yeah, and so anyways, so that just gives us like, oh,
yeah,
everything's going great
everything's
there.
Everything's great there. We flash back to Marty.
Yep.
He's got the truck. He's ready. He's got the
ready,
you know,
to go.
That little garbage thing. They've put the garbage in to fuel it.
Yeah.
He's kind of made a more intense
but
version.
But here's
of
the
it.
Thing. He doesn't know where in the future, or I mean, he doesn't know when.
Yeah, when in the future.
He doesn't know when in the future or the past or anything that Doc is.
Yeah.
So he has to figure that out.
Yeah.
So what he does is he gets a dartboard.
Mm-hmm.
And on the dartboard,
right on the dartboard,
he writes down a bunch of different years.
Yeah, right? Kind of like a, yeah.
Random years.
A graph, like kind of a pie chart of years.
It's like a pie chart of years on this dartboard. Hangs it on the wall, mm-hmm. and then throws a dart. He like spins around four times and throws the dart.
It's kind of like a, yeah, it's kind of like a, just a luck.
Yes.
He's super, you know, high.
Very high, but has this extreme belief in fate.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, almost Two-Face.
Right.
He's almost become Two-Face. Two-Face,
yeah.
Biff and Marty on one.
Yes, exactly. Barty. So
Miff.
Miff. So he fucking throws the thing, and where does it land by chance?
Where's the limb? This is by chance now.
Completely by chance, obviously, in his high stupor. May 2040.
There you go.
Boom. We got this chilling moment, and he goes, he looks right in the camera, and he goes, well, I guess I'm going back to the future again.
Right.
And then gets into the truck, fucking flies to the future.
Flies. He takes a, just a nice straight road, hits 88.
Yep. And then boom,
he's
right
in
when he lands or whatever, right when he travels through time, where is he? Fucking front yard of Doc's house.
Fucking, he's sure he landed right on the white picket fence.
Yep.
He doesn't give a shit.
Doesn't give a fuck. High as shit. Gets out of the car. What does he have now? Sniper rifle.
And it's kind of a newer version of the one Doc had in the 1800s.
In the Western one.
Right. This one has like a super scope.
It's got a super scope.
Super, like, armor-piercing bullets.
And it even has this, it's got like a tube attached to it
mm-hmm.
that is attached to Marty's arm.
Yeah, think like kind of a bio, kind of, yeah.
It's like a steampunk looking.
Yeah, it's kind of almost like fashion.
Yeah, but it's also pumping drugs into his veins
right.
constantly.
Yeah.
So he's fucked up, and it's kind of like that movie Crank at this point.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, the camera is shaking.
Yes, constant. And he needs to constantly be.
Lots of lens flares, too.
Yes.
We're hoping J.J. Abrams picks this up.
Yeah, that would be the ideal.
The ideal. But anyways.
So anyways, he knocks on the door.
Right.
And one of the kids come to the door because Doc had a few kids.
Yeah, you know, and he's these kids, you know, 24.
Yeah, a little older now.
A little older now. You know, it's been.
And the kid says, he looks at him like he kind of recognizes him.
Yeah, like, I don't.
Who are you?
Yeah,
what's going on here?
We were in the background soft on Marty's new time machine. There's still Huey Lewis playing.
Yeah, and Marty knew the kid would be there, but thought he would be little. So he had this little whole thing planned out, and he tells him, like, hey, can you come help me with something? And the guy's like, why are you talking to me like that?
Right, why are you talking to me like a kid?
Don't talk to me like that.
And we have a little standoffish.
Who are you?
A little shot list here. Kind of like, we'll get some real close-ups on the eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Close-ups on
what is this?
What is this?
What are you doing? Stuff like that. And then Marty says like, oh, I have something in my truck I'm looking to sell. And the kid is a huge, like, pawn nerd.
Yeah, he's in Dubai.
He loves that kind of stuff, garage sales. And we know that because there was a scene earlier where there's, like, you know, we get to know Doc's kids for a few minutes.
Yeah, there's a few minutes. You know, there's a cool future garage sale, and this kid.
It's all going crazy about garage sale
little,
stuff.
Kenny, he's into it.
Yeah. So he says, like, okay, I mean, I can't say I fully trust you because you're holding a big weird weapon, but let's check out what you got. I'm interested in buying.
All right.
So they walk back to the truck, and Marty says, like, oh, yeah, it's right back there. Right. Kid says, like, oh, there's nothing in this truck. Boom. Shoots the kid in the chest. Fucking point-blank range sniper rifle.
Which is, you know, intense.
Yeah.
To say
very
the least.
Intense scene.
He didn't need that sniper rifle to shoot.
No, he did not. So because the shot was so loud, the other kid comes to the door.
Right.
What's going on here?
He's concerned. I mean, he heard a gunshot.
What is that? What's that noise? And Marty says, like, oh, your brother needs you. The kid goes, who are you? What's going on here? Be like, I'm putting together a garage sale. Your brother's gonna buy a bunch of stuff, He needs you.
He needs help carrying some stuff.
Marty's yelling from the truck. This person's like in the doorway. So far, no sign of Doc, no sign of Carla.
Yeah, not yet.
So just to, again, let's pause here for a second and kind of review.
I imagine you're pausing the movie.
Yeah, let's pause the movie. Let's take a pace discussion here. Right. So in the other movies, kind of there's a lot of stuff going on. We're like moving from day to day.
Right.
This is like day in the life. This is all one day.
Yeah, kind of a twist on the Back to the Future thing. We are only in the, we were in the past, now we're only in the future.
Yes.
And we're going to stay there.
And we're never going back. That's right. And this is all, again, consecutive. Like, every scene is immediately following the last scene.
Right.
So there's no, you know.
It's going to be, it'll be a longer film.
The film's going to be 3.5 hours.
Right.
But let's try and but, just you know, pitch it. Here's, this is just all a short pitch.
Right. It's a short pitch.
Sequel of the week.
Yeah, sequel of the week.
So the other kid, again. What's going on out there?
Your brother needs you.
Your brother needs you. I am Biff. Come check on him. It's like, oh, okay. At least this guy has a name.
Right.
I trust that.
I think I might have heard that name back
that
when
name,
I was young.
I don't know if I trust that name.
But yeah, no. But my brother needs me. He's Biff. I'm in.
I know my brother loves garage sales, so this guy's talking some truth.
Right. Yeah.
And
a liar.
What was that loud noise? I got to check that out.
Yeah, I have to see what that was. Yeah.
So the kid takes a few steps forward. And Marty says, oh, can you hold this for me?
Right.
And the kid doesn't know what it is.
Yeah, and what is it that he hands to him?
He hands him what we perceive to be this, like oversized tennis ball-looking thing.
Yeah, it's like
thing.
A big kind of tennis ball-looking
thing. Yeah, it's like a ball. And the kid's like, oh, is this something you're selling? Marty says, like, well, yeah, kind of. You wait here.
Yeah.
The kid's like, okay, where's my brother, though? He says, like, oh, he's coming right back.
Yeah, kind of ominous.
And the kid's, okay, that's a little weird of you to say.
Weird, but...
And he's got that crazy Marty Biff look in his eyes, you know?
Yeah,
he's
kind of the Marty Biff combo.
Yeah. And so he says, like, I'm going to have to go poop. And the kid says, all right, I'll wait here, I guess.
Yeah, you know.
Sure.
Like, yeah, sure. It's just the poop.
So Marty says, like, I don't need to use your house. I'm gonna go in these future bushes. Like, sure.
All the and we see other people pooping in the
tons, everybody in the future does that. It's like that's fine, that's normal here.
Yeah, biodegradable kind of thing.
So he walks into the bushes and he starts laughing hysterically and he has a little remote. He goes, "Uh-oh." Presses the remote and the kid explodes.
It's violent.
And we see we see it in slow-mo. This kid just gets fucking eviscerated.
We're talking 80,000 frames per second. Like,
yeah,
slow.
Really slow. Like, this
three,
scene.
And then all of a sudden, the movie's 3D.
Yep, and the movie's 3D.
This is our end of the movie. This is when.
This scene actually takes an hour. It's kind of like an art piece. This kid just gets, boom, completely exploded. And we have whoever is playing this part sign off to die.
Right. This
so
is
this
a
is
real,
a real person,
kind of like a snuff.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't say this wouldn't be. You know, it's like rated. It's a hard R.
It's a different take on the series, for sure.
That's why it's a continuation. It's part four.
Right.
But it's like a new part.
Yeah, and this will be a new trilogy. Also, there'll be 4, 5, and 6. So this is the first part.
This is the first part of Marty is Biff.
Right. Back to the Future 4, Marty is Biff.
So we see this hour-long death touch scene.
Yeah, which keeps cutting back between super, super slow-mo. I can't express how... It's like the slowest footage you've ever seen.
Yeah, it's like almost looks like... It's like a almost a still image, but it's moving.
But it's... Yeah. Every few minutes, you'll notice a new piece of, like, his skin has come off. And then we cut back and forth between that and Marty, or Biff, taking a dump.
Because he really did have to poop.
Yeah,
that's like
he is dumping.
Comic relief
between the long explosion scene. So then, after that's over, you think the movie's over because that's about the length of a film.
Yeah, that's like a full film. No, it's not
over though. That's
over.
Part of the whole pitch here is that it's like it's super.
Yeah,
film.
We had like you know the 24-minute burial scene.
Right.
We have the hour-long.
We have like the 18-minute sex. Future sex.
18-minute future sex.
And then we have this
an
hour
long dump
of
kid explosion.
Right. Dump explosion scene.
Yeah.
So then we are now approaching how the kind of the climax of the film.
Yeah, this is, and you know, he came here to find Doc.
That's the whole point.
That's the whole point.
Okay, so obviously you're on the edge of your seat, right? Trying to figure out what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
Okay. So Marty, and this is all slow mo with Huey Lewis music, goes into
normal speed.
Normal speed Huey Lewis music. Oh, yeah. Maybe slow down. We'll listen to that.
Well,
actually, reach out to us, sequel of the week, you know, wherever it's going to be, yeah, Twitter,
at,
email.
Yeah, at sequel of the week.
At sequel of the
if
week.
We get, yeah.
If that happens to be the thing. And let us know if Huey and the Lewis music sounds cool, really slowed down.
Yeah.
If it does, maybe, we'll use it.
Yeah, we'll use it. I mean, we're open to suggestions.
This is all open. Yeah.
Open
this is just a quick pitch. So Marty goes into the house and he starts, you know, Doc, where are you, Doc?
Yeah, it's kind of, and he's still got the super sniper.
Still got a super sniper rifle.
He's got, you know, we're not sure he wiped.
Yeah, no, there's, you know, it's a mess back there. Who's the first person he sees, though? Carla.
Uh-oh. And you know, we get a, for all you movie nerds out there, we got a dirty single. You know, Marty's over the shoulder, and we see Carla.
Yeah.
Right at the foot of the stairs.
We see Carla, and she is, for whatever reason, banging hot.
We don't know, like,
this
why.
This is one of those Back to the Future, don't need
yeah,
to explain.
Don't need to explain.
Type.
We don't know why. You don't need to know why.
So she's banging hot.
It's like, what is going on here?
And she asks Marty, hey there, young sailor. What's going on here?
Yeah, just like that, young sailor.
Yeah. And Marty says, I'm looking for Doc.
Yeah.
You bitch. You bitch you.
Yeah, kind of rough.
Yeah, rough and tough.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, oh, you're rough and tough.
Yeah.
And he says, that's right. That's right, I am. And you better point me to Doc or you're going to feel exactly how rough and tough. And I'll blow your house down.
Yeah.
And she says,
a little, like, throwback to a kid's nursery rhyme. I don't know if you guys caught that. We wanted to, you know, this can be a kid-friendly movie, too.
Sure.
Sure. Rough and tough and blow your house down.
Right. So she says, well, Doc's not here right now.
Uh-oh.
And he says, well, you better tell me where he is or I'm going to blow your fucking head off. And points the super sniper at her.
Right. Again, way too close to...
so close to her face. And she says, well, how about instead of telling you where he is, I tug on your dick. And Marty says, I have no interest in that kind of stuff.
He's not even into it.
I got rid of that a long time ago.
We find out he got rid of it.
We flash back to when he's in the lab putting documents together.
Yeah, with the yarn and toothpicks.
And it's one of the first times that he's like taking strong drugs and he decides to basically do the ultimate bris and snip his genitalia
right off.
So we come back from that flashback and he says, like, what do you think of this? And takes down his pants and she completely, and as the audience also gets their first view of Marty or Biff's weird
it's a weird
area down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's kind of weird looking.
Which is,
now.
Yeah, like a very unhealed scar tissue area.
Yeah, it's pretty. That this is, you know, kind of the, we're kind of tapping into like the gore, the kind
right,
of gore
audience.
Porn,
yeah,
you know,
gore porn.
Kind of audience, you know, hostile fans of that kind of thing.
Yeah, so she says, I could try tugging that anyways.
Right.
And he says, like, yeah, fine.
Yeah, fine.
Go ahead.
Try.
Give it a shot. So, we, you know, about 10, 15 minutes here, we see her just kind of getting to know his fucked up loose skin and blood tissue and stuff like that. And then he says, like, pointless, shoots her in the face.
It's that quick.
Yep.
We like that kind of quick.
Yep.
It's a quick thing.
Yeah. So then Doc comes home and he says, Marty, you think I'm an idiot? I know you just killed my family.
All three of them gone.
I know you killed my three family members that I love here in 2040. And Marty says, like, yeah, because I want to have more adventures with you. That's why I'm here. And so here we have a big twist, because it seems like it's like a revenge, like he wants to murder
Doc.
Yeah,
he wants to kill Doc, but
not the case.
That's not the case. He misses. We said in the beginning, he
misses,
you know,
Doc.
He had these documents.
Right.
Put them together.
Right.
and tried to what the kind of this Biff Marty. Mm-hmm. Marty is Biff.
Right.
He's deciding to become more than Marty McFly.
Yeah. And so Doc is really torn here because he says, like, you know what, Marty? I do miss you too.
Yeah, I miss you too. I miss my kids. You know, my kids.
I'm going to miss my kids and my wife.
You know, like blood splattered on the front of my house.
But I appreciate your persistence.
Yeah, you came all the way to 2040.
And I'm in.
And this is kind of a beautiful moment. You know?
You're right.
You know, a rise in the string section of the score we have going.
Yes.
And we have, you know, hopefully John Williams doing the score for that. Silvestri, you know,
sure.
He did the original three.
But we're trying to do a little bit of a different take on it.
Yeah, kind of, you know, you've heard John Williams. You kind of get where we're going.
You get where we're going, yeah. So
if not, we'll just get like Trent Reznor to do it.
Yeah, either way. You know, worst case scenario, Trent.
That's right.
So Doc says, yeah, I'm in, but I have one request. Marty says, okay, yeah, what is it?
What is it?
And he says, like, well, we got to go even further into the future.
Yeah.
Because there's a problem with, and then it cuts off. And we don't know.
And that's it.
That's the hook.
That's the hook. You don't know what.
Where they're going.
You don't have no idea.
Yeah.
But we know the draw of this whole thing. You're drawn in.
I can tell you, for as a fan of Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3, I'm mega psyched to watch Back to the Future 4, Marty as Biff.
Yeah.
And now knowing the ending, really excited for Back to the Future 5.
Yeah.
Really excited. You know. Super future.
Yeah, super future.
Yeah. So that's our pitch for this week.
That's our pitch for Back to the Future 4, Marty is Biff.
Yep.
We're going to reach out to Paramount, you know, Universal, sure. Sony, whoever can help, you know, whoever can help us out.
Whoever we think can help us out here.
Make this dream, and hopefully our listeners can kind of, you know, help.
Yeah,
get
please.
Get the word out there.
Chime
Back
in.
To the Future 4, Marty is Beef.
Marty is Beef. It's going to be, it's a weird pronunciation because Marty's all fucked up, but it's Marty is Beef.
Still spelled Biff.
That's right. So again.
It's kind of like, you know. It's like an alternate title, you know.
Yeah. Marty is Beef. B-I-F-F. But hey, listen, thank you for joining us here, Sequel of the Week.
Thank you so much. Please subscribe, Sequel of the Week. This is the first of many.
There's going to be so many of these. We have a lot of movies that we love that need more sequels.
And you know, Hollywood loves doing sequels.
So. Yeah, and so do regular people. Everyone loves to
seeing more of the same kind of thing.
Yeah, the same kind of thing.
And you know, speaking on, you know, it's our sequels, maybe the same kind of thing, maybe a twist.
I think that's what's great about us as writers is that we are so aware, keenly aware of other sequels that we know what we like in a good sequel.
That's right.
We
that's
know
right.
how to really ramp it up.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it needs a twist, and sometimes you can leave it alone.
Right.
But we'll see next week what we choose, and
thanks for tuning in. Sequel of the week. You know, hopefully you can find us on Twitter at Sequel of the Week.
Yeah, we don't have that yet.
We don't have that yet.
But we'll figure that out.
We'll figure it out and just keep it up.
Keep on keeping on, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in.